Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Good day, it is Wednesday, the 2nd of September, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. South Africa's Auditor General has found significant issues with the government's 500 billion rand COVID relief fund for workers, which resulted in overpayments, underpayments, the invalid rejection of beneficiaries, and fraud and double dipping. Auditor General Kimi Makwetu said that through analyzing the payments data, checking the beneficiary information against the government's databases, a high number of payments were flagged that required investigation. These included people who were below the legal age of employment, who were deceased, those working for the government, and those receiving social grants or student funds from National Student Financial Aid Scheme. And still in the south of the continent, Mauritius Central Bank revoked the banking license of Century Banking Corporation without giving reasons. Century Banking Operation, as an Islamic lender, started operating the site in 2011. Local newspapers in Mauritius say the license was revoked because of the links to the scandal involving the state investment. Remember, in July, the former prime minister was found guilty in all seven counts of corruption. In Morocco, the trade deficit shrank by 18% to 100 billion dirhams, that's about 11 billion US dollars, in the first 7 months of 2020. The global coronavirus pandemic has reduced the cost of energy imports, slowed trade, and led to economic contractions that have hit demand. Morocco had previously said it expects a 5% economic contraction this year and a fiscal deficit of 7.5% of the GDP. Moroccan imports dropped by 17.5% while exports tumbled by 17% from January to July compared to the previous year. Russian Zimbabwean Platinum joint venture Great Dyke Investments expects to raise about $500 million in funding it needs for the first phase of its mining project by the end of the year after the coronavirus delayed talks with the lenders. The joint venture is expected to resume mining platinum ore by 2021. While still in the southern part of the continent, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange closed slightly weaker on the day, with banks faring the worst on the day. After swinging between gains and losses all day, the JSE All Share Index closed 0.12% in the red to finish off at 55,861 points. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you catch us. Cheers.